Ewald Okkas, Punitive Squad After the St. George's Night Uprising, 1943. The St. George's Night Uprising as an ideological weapon. There are few events in Estonia's conquest-filled history where Estonians acted in concert as a force to be reckoned with. One of them, the St. George's Night Uprising, had its 600th anniversary in 1943 during the Nazi occupation. It gave Estonian artist in Yaroslav, behind the front, a chance to emphasize the ancient animosity between Estonians and Germans. In spite of the wartime conditions, Moscow even held an exhibition dedicated to the uprising, featuring 150 works from 21 artists. Although the ancient Estonians' counterstroke against the oppressors was justified, it was not depicted on any of the works. The artist focused on the mustering of troops or the quashing of the rebellion. The former theme emphasized Estonians' national consciousness, while the second was exploitational, inviting sympathy with the victims. The parallel to the violence perpetrated by fascists in the occupied homeland was supposed to encourage Estonians fighting in the Soviet ranks. The Crusaders' bloody retribution for the uprising was chosen as a theme by Ewald Okkas as well, who made skillful use of traditional historical painting techniques. Use of full figures makes the viewers feel as if they are in the thick of things. A conflict between the Estonian women with child and heavily armed knight is central. The knight appears to have killed the woman's husband, and the young mother appears ready to attack the enemies barehanded. The scene in the foreground, showing a knight piercing a body on the ground, emphasized what was seen as the unchangingly predatory nature of the Germans over 600 years. To the rear, a group of fighters is heading off to new incursions, merciless as a natural phenomenon, amplifying the ideological message of the work even further.